Today I will be showing you how to make this UGG boots, and you're going to need about 80 single rubber bands. So let's get started. First, we're going to make the front of a boot to attach, and I'm going to make it this small instead of the bigger one, so you can make either or. Taking two single gray, mine will be gray, and coming from the top, the right to the first right to the second right, coming down twice on both sides. Let's make the sole of the boots, taking two single black rubber bands, and you can make your Uggs any color you want. I'm using black for the sole, and coming on the left side from the first to the second, and the second to the third, and then we'll come up from the third to the center fourth. And now let's close up our center using two single rubber bands, coming straight down. And let's close up the top of our boots from the third right to the center fourth, and down the center. That's what you should have. Take a single gray, and we are going to loop this four times, the center peg, to cap that off. And I'm taking a single rubber band, using that as a holding rubber band. Now go under the cap band, grab the top two single, and looping it right onto itself, and I'll finish up the center of my boots all the way to the top peg. Go back in the, grab the top two under the cap band, and then just loop up whichever side it went to all the way to the first peg, and repeat for the last side. Mine's on the right, and make sure you release any tension, there's any, and just loop up, always grabbing the bottom two bands, and go ahead and take it off your loom, and you want to have something to put to add to our boots later. So I'm using a hook, you can use a pencil or whatever you have available to you. So there's the front of our boots. Now let's make the boots themselves, taking two white single rubber bands, coming from the center diagonally, and repeat on the other side. Now we'll come down three times on either the right or the left, it's up to you. So taking a single gray, a single white, I'm doing it on the left. We'll do that three times, a single gray, a single white. And then we'll come back on the other side with two single grays. Come down three times. And let's continue three more times where the gray side of our boots are, and this will be the front of our boots. So we're coming down a total of six, two single rubber bands down our loom, like that. And on this side, the side where you'll see the white fur, taking two single grays and put it from the fourth to the fifth. And now we're going to add the logo on the back, and you can use whatever color you want. I'm going to use white, so I'm going to do that on the loom to show you real quick. Taking two single rubber bands, put it from first peg to the second peg, and we're taking a single white and looping it 4 times. We're going to go under, grab the single gray and take it off, and now we can attach it to our boots. So that's from the 5th peg to the 6th peg. And let's add the last 2 gray for our heel, like so. Let's come down the center of our boots, taking 2 single grays from the 1st peg to the 2nd peg. If you want to add the button from the 2nd to the 3rd peg, you can. I'm going to show you how, and I'm using white here. So taking 2 single grays anywhere on your loom, putting it from the 1st to the 2nd peg like we did the logo, and then looping the bottommost peg 4 times to create, looping it 3 times to create 4 loops. And then we're going to reach in, grabbing the bottom 2 bands, and then pulling it off very carefully, and our button should be on our 2 single grays. And then let's go ahead and attach it to our loom on the 2nd to the 3rd peg, and continue down 1, 2, 3, 4 times, like that. And now you want to go, taking the sole, 2 single black rubber bands from the side, the left side, to the center. If the left side is the back of your boots with the logo, then start from there, from the left to the center, then the center to the right. If not, if the back of your boots is on the right, then loop it from the right to the center first. And let's put some holding rubber bands, taking a single and creating triangles down your creation. So you should have a total of 5 holding rubber bands. And now let's add the front of our boots. And you want to make sure the sole goes to the very bottom peg of our boots. And there should be 4 single rubber bands. And just loop it on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd peg from the bottom of our boots. So there's the top, the front of our boots. And now let's start looping. Go under the sole, the 4 single black, grab the top 2 single black, and loop it right to the center. Go in the center peg, grab the top 2 sole rubber bands, the black ones, and looping it to the left. And then we can loop up the center once for our boots. Now go on the black back side of our boots. You can loop either side, the back or the front, and just go in, grabbing the bottom 2 bands and looping it up and onto itself. And now we're going to stop on the side pegs. Don't loop up the whites yet. Go on the other side, grabbing the bottom 2 bands and looping it onto itself, creating teardrops. Remember to only grab the bottom 2 bands. Stop at the 1st side pegs, and now let's finish looping up the center rubber bands all the way to the top. And lastly, you want to loop the white rubber bands onto the center to create that white fur in the center. Now taking 2 single slip knot rubber band, and pull it through to tie it off. And now let's take our UGGs off the loom. So there's your UGGs. You want to pull them, tucking in any loose rubber bands. And here are the buttons and the logo. Tuck in the charm string if you want, but there's your UGGs. I hope you like them. Thanks for watching.